Well, yes, the answer is yes, for two reasons. First of all, his style of Greek was, in a studied way, ordinary. And in other words, he was not trying to write beautiful Greek. And I think that's on purpose, actually. I believe certainly he seems to say it himself, that this is kind of hard-nosed stuff. This is the real stuff, not fancy, no fancy style and so on. And it is, it's in the normal Greek of the Hellenistic period. So the Greek is pretty ordinary, and at times it's really quite involved. So I suppose he has never featured largely on set book courses in classics degrees, in Greek and Latin degrees. Probably just not seen as one of the great stylists of the ancient world, and rightly. Not perhaps as lacking in style as some people have argued, but in the basics, as the first century figure Dionysius of Halicarnassus said, just in choice of words, there's no way you could read it cover to cover. And that wasn't a great ringing endorsement from the ancient world. So one side is the Greek itself, and if you translate it into English, it's not necessarily going to be any more inspiring. But the other problem with Polybius is that it is very fragmentary. There are five, the first five books are complete, and that takes us up to the Battle of Cannae, between Rome and Carthage in the great war against Hannibal. And then it breaks, the continuous text breaks off, and you are left with chunks, which are largely chunks preserved in the 10th century, around there, by Byzantine excerptors. Now, they're substantial chunks. They are good chunks, but they're disconnected or unconnected. And so you're dealing with a fragmentary author thereafter, and that is the devil's own job to make attractive in a way. So those are the two big problems, really, that he's not one of the great stylists of the ancient world, and what survives gets to be fragmentary after really the opening, which is not the main part of his work. He's scarcely got underway fully before it breaks off. So those are the problems, and they're big ones, really, from the point of view of interesting non-professional readers, certainly.